Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys had a fantastic New Year's. It's January 2nd today, 2017. Going to be starting the year off strong, so I hope everybody had a safe, blessed weekend. A few different articles we're going to touch base on today. First off, I want to see, this is interesting here, because last Friday, this was signed, the NDAA was signed again, as you guys may have heard. I don't think Dad touched base with it on the show yet. Did you talk about this yet, Dev?
I did not. I was too busy talking about having a good relationship with your mama on Friday.
Good. Way more enjoyable. But no, so they, of course, the National Defense Authorization Act was signed, which authorized another $600 plus billion for the military in 2017. We all got that. But what's weird is we knew this was coming, and it, of course, it got signed. While the passage of the NDAA was hardly a surprise, the biggest news was what was buried deep inside the provisions of the NDAA. Remember, early in June, a bill to implement the U.S.'s very own de facto Ministry of Truth had been quietly introduced to Congress. In short, long before fake news became a major media topic, the U.S. government was already planning on legally backed crackdowns on anything it could, eventually labeling it fake news. Fast forward to December 8th, when the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act passed the Senate. It was then inserted into the 2017 NDAA. Now, on Friday, Obama signed the NDAA, and of course, in that was the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act, which is now law. The legislation, supposedly, of course, this is what they have put on paper, is designed to help American allies counter foreign government propaganda from Russia, China, and other nations. It will improve the ability of the United States to counter foreign propaganda and disinformation from our enemies by establishing, get this guys, an interagency center housed at the State Department to coordinate and synchronize counter-propaganda efforts throughout the U.S. government. To support these efforts, the bill also creates and funds a grant program for NGOs, think tanks, civil society, and other experts outside the government who are engaged in counter-propaganda-related work. With this bill now in law, it says on here, Senator Portman's one who stated this, with this bill now in law, we are finally signaling that enough is enough. The United States will no longer sit on the sidelines. We're going to confront this head-on. I'm confident with the help of this bill, the disinformation and propaganda used against us, our allies, and our interests will fail. The use of propaganda to undermine democracy has hit a new low, but now we are finally in a position to confront this threat head-on and get out the truth. Now, what's interesting about this whole thing is, I've told you guys this for the last couple months, is the biggest thing they're going to do now is now they're going to start labeling anything they can as fake news. They've already been doing this on CNN nonstop. Every single thing on almost every media outlet every day is about fake news and Russia's hacking and all this other stuff. And now while the U.S. has been working unbelievably savage and making the media completely indoctrinate the public to essentially assume that any information that's not in compliance with the official government narrative, which we've seen, it's not what they're telling us to believe, it's fake news, or dares to criticize the establishment, it's again fake news, and thus falls under the Russian propaganda umbrella. The scene is now set, guys, for the U.S. government to legally crack down on every media outlet that the government deems to be foreign propaganda. Just like that, the U.S. Ministry of Truth is officially born. This is one of those things that needs to get repealed immediately, Dad, as soon as Trump gets in office. This has no being in anywhere near the Constitution of the United States.
Well, I don't know what he could do with an executive order when this gets signed into law and Congress passes it like it has done now. I'm not sure if he can take a bit out of that and basically write an executive order to get rid of it because of the line item veto. Now, what he can't ask Congress to do is not to fund it. He can do that, and he can hopefully do that with Congress. But this is a major mess. And what it is, it's the first full assault against our First Amendment rights. And it's kind of crazy because here's the deal: how I see it, Obama is signing these laws into play. The AIPAC is signing these laws into place. This is the American Israeli Political Action Committee. This is the second strongest lobbying group in Washington, D.C. If they didn't want this to get passed, they wouldn't pass it. A lot of people have been talking against Israel now and what is going on with Israel, and the AIPAC doesn't like that. So we have some major power play that's taking place. Not only is this going to affect the AIPAC organization, it's going to affect all alternative news mediation, podcasts, et cetera, all of us.
Yep.
Because
yep.
they can now take and strip our First Amendment's rights and say that we're basically pro-Russian propaganda news and we're not agreeing with the mainstream narrative. The internet has become this double-edged sword, which has allowed them to spy on us, create energy frequencies to transmute our DNA. They've done all of this stuff to us to debilitate us with the internet, but it's also given us the ability and the resource to have alternative news, and I guess they didn't see this coming to the level that they have it happening to them right now. All we did with the alternative news, and all the person is who released the WikiLeaks, which I don't believe it was Russia, did was to say this: the Democrats are cheating in the election. Hillary Clinton has been given the questions from a CNN anchor, former anchor there. Basically, they cheated Bernie Sanders out of what was rightfully his. So we've been caught cheating, say the Democrats, so therefore we're going to expel our Russian diplomats. I mean, none of this makes any sense at all, considering that Putin, I can guarantee you, because of all the research that I've done and Hagman's done and Quayle's done and everything else, had anything to do with any of this stuff. Now, mind you, he probably reported some of the alternative news views on Russia Today and allowed it to be reported, and also helped to report the WikiLeaks on Russia Today. So I got a feeling, Austin, that Russia Today being broadcast in the United States is going to be labeled as a major propaganda arm. I think they're going to be one of the first ones that we get to say goodbye to. And I really like Russia Today because it's one of the only news agencies in the world that reports in English primarily in the United States and in Europe. And yeah. what it does, basically, it gives you the opportunity, if you're listening to Max Kaiser and a few of the other people that are on there, to get an alternative feature of the news without having to listen to the mainstream dribble. So, again, this is George Orwell, 1984, on steroids. This is a complete chopping down, again, of our First Amendment rights. It, again, shows you how incredibly corrupt the United States Congress is, how they're being controlled through AIPAC and controlled through special interest groups. It's just a big, big mess in Washington, D.C., and this is the snake pit, and I do mean pit in a very real term, that Donald Trump is stepping into in less than 3 weeks now. Now, I believe that he'll be nominated. I believe that he'll receive his inauguration. I believe that's going to happen, but I believe they've got some very weird things waiting for the guy. I feel bad for him, but I really believe he can handle it. It was going to take a person like this to try to stop the onslaught of this new world order, because he's going to set them back many, many years. And we've got some other major news that is also happening. A seaborne Fukushima radiation plume has now hitting the United States West Coast. Corporate media reported it dangerously. A quote from EnviroNews, DC News Bureau, said, "It's not a question anymore. Radiation produces cancer, and the evidence is good all the way down to the lowest doses," says the late Dr. John Goffman. On December the 12th, last month, EnviroNews' own editor-in-chief touched off a firestorm with his news article entitled, "It's Finally Here, Radioactive Plume from Fukushima Makes Landfall on American West Coast," which claimed medical science and epidemiological studies have demonstrated time and time again that there is no safe amount of radiation for a living organism to be subjected to, period. Now, in this piece, Uriel also exposed other news agencies like NBC, the New York Post, the USA Today, and the Inquisitor, catching them with their pants down in the act of repeating the false assertion of the U.S. and Canadian researchers, telling people not to worry about the recently detected low amounts of cesium-134 found in salmon, and that the levels were within safe or accepted thresholds of human health. I mean, I don't really understand what that means, a safe amount of cesium. Tom Hartman picked up the article of Uri and read it on his show. Then Hartman offered up his own journalistic explanation on how radiation works and addressed the problem with the proclamation there's a safe level of radiation to consume or be exposed to. As the element is decaying, it is throwing off radiation, and the radiation, if it hits the DNA in the nucleus, and we talked about this last week with radiation and frequencies, the nucleus cell can alter DNA in a way that can produce things like cancer. Now it can also cause simply the cell to die, or it can mutate the cell in all kinds of other weird ways. And it's kind of a numbers game. If you irradiate a million cells, you may get two or three that become cancerous. That's all it takes. And then you've got cancer. Now, we did this with Neurospora crassa. We used ultraviolet radiation when I was in college. Neurospora crassa is a bread mold. And it was a class that I took. It was called Biochemical Genetics. And it sounds like a really yuck course, but it was really one of the best classes I took at Florida State. I spent about 40 hours a week in lab and class on that particular class. Probably the hardest course I ever took at Florida State. We had Dr. Gibb DeBusk was the teacher at that point, the professor. And I ended up acing the oral final and got a B in the class, which was ridiculous because I didn't find some new variation of the radiation that I'd used with this Neurospora crassa bread mold. And so I told him, I said he had really hosed me over on the deal. She should have gotten an A, because, I mean, I got an A on the oral final. Now, guys, think about this. You're in front of a classroom of professors, and they're asking you all these questions about this class you just took, and you're having to tell them orally what the answers are. I mean, you know, you don't even get a chance to formulate your notes or rewrite something. You got to talk to them orally, and I got a B in the class, and it really aggravated me. And I'd heard that the only way you'd get an A in that class is if you actually found a variant from the radiation that we were doing to this bread mold. So I know that it changes DNA because I took an entire class in it and spent 400 hours in lab on this. So for them to say it doesn't do this is a lie. Now, here's what's going on. Let me give you kind of a brief synopsis of this, and I'm not going to talk about it much today because it'll tie up too much of the show. The entities that control this planet, okay, they have their own bloodlines. I talked about this last week. They have their own bloodlines they trace back to Nimrod, and they really believe that they're the benign D Nephilim. They really, really hate God's creation, and they don't care what they destroy because they hate God. They're trying to bring us into a concept they call transhumanism, in which they're now irradiating us with Fukushima. They're hitting us with all of these chemtrails that have who knows what in them. We really don't know. I've personally tested two samples of water from rain after chemtrails were heavy a few years ago, 6 months apart, and both of them were extremely high in barium and in aluminum, and they weren't even considered to be safe to drink by EPA standards. This is rainwater. We don't have any power plants in our area that are releasing, you know, aluminum and barium, so I don't know what in the world that was all about. So it had to be from the chemtrail. We'll have to extrapolate that knowledge. And I can see them spraying it anyhow, so you know they're doing something up there they shouldn't be doing. So we've got a group of people who have this breakaway civilization, which they may be anywhere from 50 to 100 to 150 years in advance of us, the same ones that have basically dedicated themselves creating CERN to open interdimensional portals to allow these other entities to come into our world, into our universe, into our first three dimensions. So we've got these fallen angels who have taught these people how to do this. We've read to you from the book of Enoch. And so unless you go back to Nimrod and back to these people that do all of this, all the way back to the book of Enoch, unless you talk about this stuff, none of this stuff makes any sense. There's been this war in the heavens that's gone on for millennia, and these people, these demons, these fallen angels, these offspring, these DNA of these fallen things, they absolutely loathe God. They loathe Yahweh and Yeshua. They do. They have gone through the generations of time, and they have fabricated their own false narrative of virgin births and all the other things just to try to confuse people, because they know the power that we have from Yeshua. And the reality is this. They're turning the whole planet into this giant petri dish. Now, I'm going to talk about it some more in just a second. I've got some more things I want to tell you. They're turning it into a giant petri dish. And a petri dish is a little small glass plate they use in laboratories to do things, to grow things, to try different organisms, try different experiments. Now, what's interesting about this is because they've turned us into a giant laboratory, they're basically trying to change us genetically. And they know that the radiation will start changing people genetically. And they're basically using all of this stuff from Fukushima, etc., as a giant experiment. Now, these are the guys that are running the planet. They're being financed and controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel, which we'll talk about again in just a moment. And these are the guys that are basically the ancestors of the Druids and the Luciferians and all of the people back from Nimrod, all of the people that were the synagogue of Satan, all of the stuff through time, which I've covered in detail on this show. So what we have here is a group of nutbags. There we go. That's what it is. A group of nutbags that have decided to poison the planet. Now, if you read in the book of Revelation, it has several interesting things that it talks about. Revelation 16:13 said, "The second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it turned into blood like that of a dead person, and every living thing in the sea died." Revelation 8:8 said, "The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain all ablaze," I guess it could kind of be like Fukushima, "was into the sea, and a third of the sea turned to blood, and these animals, again, all died. Now, what's interesting about all of this, if you go back to the latest research here, this is an article by Huey, and they're saying that everything is dying, and marine mystery in Canada's Nova Scotia intensifies. Everything is dying. And they say that first it was dead herring, then it's dead lobster, then it's dead scallops, now it's everything. A marine mystery is confounding the residents of southwest Nova Scotia watching thousands of dead fish, starfish, crabs, clams, scallops, lobsters wash up on the shore. Residents of Plimpton, a small community by Digby County, say they've been finding dead herring on the shore of St. Mary's Bay for more than a month, but recently other marine life has started washing up dead. Dead fish have also been found on the shores of Annapolis Basin, and we started finding starfish and crabs, flounder, etc. We found ocean perch, and then everything, we started finding scallops on the beach, and like I said, everything's dead. We'd like to know what's going on, said Carl Cole. It's just really sad to see hundreds of dead starfish and hundreds of dead shellfish. I grew up clamming here, so to come to your hometown and see so much death on the beach is really sad. Now, he's got all these pictures that are posted, and the craziest thing is this. Guys, the book of Revelation said a third of the things in the sea die. So we have this entire Fukushima in the Pacific Ocean, which is approximately about a third of the total oceans, probably a little bit more from the Atlantic. Well, probably about a third when you figure because the South Equator is not being hit like this. And we have this giant mess that's happening globally right now with our planet because everything is dying. Now, the sad part about all of this is that most people, they get involved in this stuff and they don't realize how bad it is and how we're basically being duped by what's happening. Now, the crazy thing is this. We're basically in a very volatile market right now because when we created the monster of the Federal Reserve in 1913, it led to the biggest experiment in alchemy that the world's ever produced. Now, this is what basically means money from nothing or creating gold from lead. And it's just black magic or alchemy is exactly what the bankers who met on Jekyll Island practiced in order to set up the Federal Reserve Bank. That's why I've called it a Babylonian money system, money magic. You've heard me say that many times. This is why. This would be the central bank of the U.S. that would be privately owned by bankers. And for the benefit of these bankers, these Luciferians, this extremely clever and devious conspiracy followed the words of Mayor Amschel Rothschild, who 100 years earlier had said, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws." The banksters maintained control of the money, so from the beginning of 1914, the alchemy experiment started turning paper into money. The money printing created a credit bonanza, which has lasted for almost 100 years. It came to abrupt end during 2006 to 2009 with the great financial crisis. The financial system was staring into the abyss in 2007, but the bankers just decided to print huge, huge, huge amounts of money, approximately another $25 trillion. Since the crisis started in 2006, the global debt has gone up by 70%. The problem is that the Western countries and many dollars of additional debt is required to produce $1 GDP. The world is running on empty, and it seems that we're reaching a point of recognition. This is the point when the world is starting to realize that the alchemical process of the financial system and Babylonian money magic is actually a massive fraud that the bankers have gotten away with for a very long time. So what we have to realize is this. We have over $1,000 trillion in derivative debt. It's insane what we have here. And all of this stuff is starting to fall apart now around us. And so what we have to do is understand that Trump is coming into a gigantic pit. That's what he's coming into, kind of like what's happening with the Fukushima radiation. And he's going to have his hands full trying to fix this mess because they're doing everything they possibly can to prevent that. Now, it's kind of like the story of David and Goliath, and I want to talk about this story for just a second. Now, for those of you who aren't trained in the Old Testament or in the Bible who aren't Christians, or I talked to a person the other day who'd never heard of David and Goliath. It was a 18-year-old girl who was in college at Florida State, whose parents had never taken her to church, apparently, and who never had learned anything about the Bible, the Old Testament, never got confirmed even in the Catholic Church. They pulled her out. Mother's an extreme liberal. I mean, extreme liberal to the point of nauseam to all of us who know her. Now, what's interesting about this is she doesn't like people who have very strong religious beliefs, so the kid never learned anything. The story of David and Goliath is simply this. David was a shepherd boy. Saul was a king. Some big Nephilim, giant, shows up with one of the Philistine armies and basically starts taunting the children of the Lord with the Israelis, demanding somebody to come fight him, and everybody's scared to death of him. Well, David's not scared of him, and so he's a little bitty shepherd boy, he's probably 12, 13, 14 years old, little skinny little runt, but he'd killed lions and bear, etc., with a slingshot, and he ended up saying, I'll take on Goliath. This is the story. Now, this is from the Old Testament. I'm kind of paraphrasing. I'm not reading any verse for verse. And so what ends up happening, he basically catches this giant between the eyes with a stone and knocks the giant out. He's unconscious, laying on the ground. Then he runs up to the giant, who's laying now in a prone position, pulls the sword out of the giant's own sheath, and cuts off the giant's head. Now, here's the reason I'm giving you this story and the segue to what I'm talking about. The Federal Reserve Bank, the Rothschild Banking Cartel, AIPAC, all of the rest that work together with the Rothschilds, Soros, all of them, have done everything they can to put Hillary Clinton into the White House. They have failed. Donald Trump's in the White House. The giant is down on his knees, but he's not on his back yet. We have to allow David to come up, or whoever, Donald Trump or somebody else, it doesn't make any difference at this point, and cut the head off the monster of the Federal Reserve Bank. Because you have to look at Goliath as the Federal Reserve monster. And it's got to, he can't just get knocked down. He can't just get knocked out. He has got to get decapitated. And we have to do this. And I've talked about this repeatedly on my show, and I am the only show host that has done this. Nobody else wants to touch it because it's just too, it's too controversial because no one wants to talk about it. We have to nationalize the Federal Reserve. We don't need to get rid of it because the entire banking system runs through it, but we need to take it away from Rothschild control. We need to nationalize the debt that is owed to the Federal Reserve, all the bond purchases and T-bill purchases they have made, and the debt that we have directly to them. And we need to steal, if you want to call it steal, or take back our assets. Steal was the wrong word. We need to basically take back the assets they have stolen. That's what I was thinking, steal. They've stolen it. What they have stolen, and we need to nationalize their assets, including all of their stocks and bond purchases they've done with the fiat money, the Babylonian money magic, on the money they created from nothing. And if we do that, we can maintain the current banking system and print debt-free currency and allow the United States to go back to what it was in 1910, 1911, 1912, which we had unprecedented growth, get rid of the income tax, because the income tax was put on the people to make us all slaves to the bankers, because it takes and marginalizes your income as it goes up and up and up. You make more money, you pay more income tax. It keeps everybody around the same level, which is their intent, but it was done without the will of the people of the United States. It started off being like 1%, and it was supposed to be temporary, and then it ended up being over 90% when Ronald Reagan came into the office, which gives people at a real high income level, who are the top producers and earners, absolutely zero incentive to work. I mean, let's say this, guys. If you were going to make $100,000 and you got to pay $90,000 of it in taxes to people who don't want to work, and you got to keep the $10,000, or you could go on welfare and make $40,000, not do anything, what would you rather do? I think I'd rather just do the welfare for the $40,000 a year. And see, that's the problem. These people know that this system's coming to an end now because Trump's going to stop this, and they don't want to go to work. We have too many people now riding in the cart who don't want to work, who sit around the house chilling out all the time. Guys, listen to me for a second. This is so very important. Unless we rescind the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, unless we get rid of these guys, unless we nationalize that system, we're not going to fix this mess, because we've given these guys too much power, because we've given them the ability of creating money through nothing. I mean, basically, they could just, it's called fractional reserve banking. It's just a complete and total Ponzi scheme is what it is. If anybody else tried to do this without government sanctions, they'd be put in prison for running an illegal Ponzi scheme. And we've allowed these guys to do this and do this and do this, and now we've had to put $25 trillion back into the system, and that's just what they're telling us. There's absolutely no telling how much money we've really put back into the system to try to salvage this, and this is why they're trying to get rid of all currencies now, so they can continue with the dots and the dashes on the computers and allow this Ponzi scheme to continue. So we've got to get rid of this snake, and we've got to cut its head off, period. And we can't pretend like it's our pet. It's not. As far as Fukushima goes, guys, you've got to get on potassium iodide. I take 13.5 milligrams every single day. It's vitally important, especially if you live in the eastern, western part of the United States, that you take potassium iodide every single day, because it'll help prevent thyroid poisoning, you know, from the cesium. So guys, please start getting your potassium iodide every single day, and realize that we may be opening the seals of the Book of Revelation with all of these animals dying in the oceans and it's just death everywhere on the West Coast. Even the giant whales are dying now. Just huge pods of whales are dying. I read about that 2 weeks ago, reported that to you guys. So it's going to be a major mess. In fact, Debbie Kidd wrote an excellent article on the News with Views that you guys can read in her archives about this, about what's going on with Fukushima. We can't pretend like this isn't happening. We have the technology to stop the radiation leak in Fukushima. We could do it with just pumped concrete. But they don't want to stop it. They want to keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. They received another typhoon the other day that messed up the ice wall they were trying to build to try to stop all of this stuff. Fill it full of concrete, cap it all off, pour the concrete out as far as you need to in the ocean to stop it. Make sure you try to clean up and you get all the fissures stopped. You may not be able to completely seal it, but you get almost all of it stopped. So guys, it's a major, major ecological disaster that's not going away. We all need to pray that Trump or somebody in Japan or somebody says enough of poisoning, we've got to stop all of this. Plus, they've got a high pressure zone still parked off the coast of California, still trying to prevent a lot of this dead stuff from showing up there with the radiation. And of course, all of the farmlands in those areas are still in massive droughts. And we haven't had any rain here, any substantial rain now for almost, 2 months now. And so we're in Florida, it's supposed to be raining here. And but it doesn't rain here, you know, that much in the wintertime, but it's still supposed to rain more than this. So everything is being controlled by these entities, by these fallen ones, by these ones who consider themselves to be the benign Nephilim, the sons of the fallen, and they're running the world politic as we currently speak. So we've got to continue to pray that they get exposed and that people wake up. And please continue to pray for my protection, my family's protection, Austin's protection, because we're out here telling you this stuff that nobody else wants to tell you. Austin, what do you think?
We are completely accurate about the Federal Reserve thing and the Fukushima. The Fukushima, it's sad because, like you just said, we know there's multiple different options they could do to stop all this. But obviously we're seeing now that this is part of a pre-planned agenda. They want to completely contaminate the water supply on the West Coast. But with the Federal Reserve, there's so many different things that we could start doing once Trump gets in, like you said, as far as nationalizing the Federal Reserve, but it's going to be an unbelievably difficult task. I'm not being negative, I'm just being a realist on it, because they have rooted themselves into this country and into the global currency scheme so far now with this Ponzi scheme that they will literally make sure everything completely collapses before they relinquish power of what they have now. So, yes, it's something that definitely it has to be addressed, because if not, nothing's ever going to change. Like you said, we could have any president come in, we could have any legislation come in, it doesn't matter. As long as we continue to allow the people that are controlling the money to continue to control the money, nothing really substantial is going to change that significantly, because they're in power of essentially everything. That's why it's so important. I tell people now, and the reason that the interesting thing about this is, guys, remember what I've just been telling you guys for the last couple of months, and really the last year and a half, about the massive push for the digital currency. It's getting stronger and stronger. I just talked about it 2 weeks ago, how they're trying to push it even further now. Now MasterCard's releasing this year, now 2017, a full facial recognition pay system where you won't even have to scan your card, swipe your card, or anything. It will literally do a facial recognition scan on you, and it will immediately charge your account based on your biometrics that are attached to your card. This is all a big plan. You guys think this is coincidence, the global currency coming together like this, the cashless currency being pushed like this? Now we have the whole thing with the fake news being pushed like it is on every single mainstream media channel. Absolutely not, guys. This is not coincidence. It's happening right now. They've been getting everybody ready to accept all these things that they're trying to implement over the next couple of years. And one of the last things they had to do now was be able to take control of the media, and they just did that on Friday, essentially. Now they can deem anything they want fake news. Pretty much anything, guys. Anything that they deem to not go with their basically their mainstream agenda, it's fake news now. And they can shut you down, do whatever they want. I mean, it's in the doggone National Defense Authorization Act. I mean, it didn't have to be in anything more significant, did it? I mean, you're essentially giving the federal government full military power to control any type of propaganda that they deem is fake news. This is what they want to do. Now, when people start talking about the Federal Reserve, when people start bringing up how the fact that we need to nationalize the Federal Reserve or how we don't need to go to a digital currency, again, fake news, fake news, fake news. Shut everybody down. You can't talk about that. That's fake news. That's not true. That's where it's headed, guys. That's why it's so important You keep shows like ours going, keep circulating them out to people, the Hagmans, Hodges, all these guys. We have to stay on the air and continue to tell the truth because, guys, the mainstream media is not doing it anymore. They have not done it in years. And the alternative news media are the only ones bringing out this information now. And if they start shutting us down, the only thing next will be is everything on the mainstream media will be global currency, digital currency. That's the next step because in order to control the people, you have to control the monetary system. You have to control the money. Once you control the money, you can literally dictate and control every single aspect of any country's life and its population. That's a simple fact. Look it up. There's nothing you can do about it if they can control what you can buy, what you, how you get your money, how you deposit your money, when you get your money. If they can control and manipulate all that, they will essentially control everybody's life here on Earth. That's why they've been so adamant about controlling the Federal Reserve and making sure they push now a global digital currency, Dad. I mean, look what they're doing with the land grabs. This is another thing that that came up in the last week that I didn't get a touch on. With the stroke of a pen now, Obama unilaterally declared 300,000 acres in Utah and Nevada, two new national monuments. Just said they're national monuments. And get this, guys, the area in Nevada includes the site of the infamous Bundy Ranch standoff, as well as the land right up next to the Bundy Ranch itself. The whole thing was based in Clark County, Nevada, just northeast of the outskirts of Las Vegas. Now it's called the Gold Butte National Monument, spanning nearly 300,000 acres, and they state will protect significant cultural resources, important geographical formations, and vital plant and wildlife habitats. The issue I have with this, guys, if you look it up online, you will see that the federal government now owns almost 29% of the entire country's total surface, including Alaska and Hawaii. Almost 29%, that's 640 million acres out of the total 2.2 billion this country sits on. This is what they're trying to do, is they want to come in and pull their UN agenda, the same thing I've talked about. They want to completely control and dictate what people can live on, what they can do, where they can go, in these giant areas of land. Now, it's funny because you look at Nevada, which 85% of Nevada is controlled by the federal government, not state land, federal government. Texas, on the other hand, only has 1.9% of their total acreage controlled by the federal government. The rest of it's owned by either state or private. Texas would not allow the federal government to come into control this. They've done it multiple times. Said absolutely not. This is what everybody has to start looking out for, because this is going to start becoming more and more aggressive as the federal government wants to come in and say, no, this is a national monument now. You can't even go walk here. You can only walk on trails that we designate. You can't even touch this tree. It's controlled by the national monument. If you touch it, it's a felony. This is what they're wanting to do out west. You combine all this stuff together from what we're seeing here with the fake news, with the global currency, with Agenda 21 and the UN treaty. It's all coming together as a giant globalist state to control every single facet of our lives. So it's really important people start waking up and doing the best we can to fight this and resist it to the best possible of our ability, essentially, Dad. Because if we don't and people don't start waking up, this whole country is, from what we know, what we grew up in, is going to evaporate very, very quickly.
Well, you've got to understand, and everybody understands who's listening to my show, and I'm going to repeat myself one more time and kind of say this one more time because I've already mentioned it, but a little bit more, a little differently this way. We've given the control to the government, who's given it over to the military, who's given it over to the CIA, who's given it over to the black magicians and the sorcerers who are in and control the Rothschild banking cartel. These are those guys. They're the guys that have set up these energy fields around the world, the Druidic worship ones, the same ones they've used for millennia to control the energy field around the planet, which we talked about in depth last week, which controls emotions and our DNA sequencing. So they're doing everything they possibly can to control us through DNA, through computers, through Wi-Fi, through all of it. So we have to understand something. We have to stand against all of this. When you go to bed at night, you must, I must repeat this again, you must unplug your Wi-Fi connections. You don't need to have your cell phone by your bed in the middle of the night to see if you got a text at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you don't need to be using your cell phone as an alarm clock. If you need an alarm clock, go buy an alarm clock. They're $8. It doesn't make any difference. Take that cell phone, turn it off, turn everything off, plug it in the other room to charge it, and unplug the Wi-Fi connection. Trust me, you're probably still getting bleed over from your neighbor's Wi-Fi. They put us into this giant electrical grid. I mean, if I had to build another house, I'd build a doggone Faraday cage in my bedroom where I slept at night. In other words, I'd put copper mesh wiring in all the walls under the sheetrock, and I'd have it all interconnected and overlapped so it wouldn't allow these signals to come into my house. You say, well, that sounds fanatical to me. Well, if you knew what I knew, you'd do the same thing, but I'm not building another house, so I'm kind of stuck with what you guys have because it's part of what we have. Or even a metal building, if you lived in that, that acts like a giant Faraday cage because it helps to stop all wires. I've got a barn out back, and the barn's metal, and if you're inside that barn, you don't get cell phone service. You sleep like a baby if you sleep in the barn because it's got little quarters out there, a little bedroom. And so if you sleep in the barn, it's like sleeping in just a cave with no Wi-Fi coming into it. And you really sleep well in there at night because it's dark, no windows, that kind of stuff. But the thing about this is that this, guys, you know, please unplug your Wi-Fi when you go to bed at night because they're using all of this technology against us until they put us into a cashless society. And they tell us, if you want to continue to do this, we're not going to use these cards anymore. We're not going to use these scans. We're not going to use any of this stuff. We're going to give you this little implant, and this little implant's going to be the mark of the beast. It's going to change your DNA. It's going to change your DNA, and you will not be saved, is what the Word of God says. It's going to change you. It's going to physically change your DNA to the point where you can't repent that you got the mark. You can't do anything. You're just stuck, and you're basically going to go to hell because you've been changed to something else. Because what they want to do, they want to change us to something else through the radiation, through the chemtrails. We're basically being terraformed, if you want to look at it that way. We're changing the entire planet because they're killing what God has made, what Yahweh has made. They're killing it. Now, if you didn't have Yeshua living in your heart with Jesus Christ, I can honestly say to you, I don't know what I would do without that peace that passes all understanding as long as I keep my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus, because I know that my God reigns and that He's able to deliver me from all of this stuff and able to protect me. And I know in the next life, He'll be completely in charge. You know, it's not even a next life, it's when you transfer from this life to the next energy field, He'll be completely charged, which I'm looking forward to that also. Not that I want to go there today, but I'm, you know, because nobody wants to die. Everyone wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. And that works out because we have a little bit of fear of the unknown as far as we don't know what's going to happen next. But we know with whom our faith lies and who our Redeemer is. So anyhow, so let's get off of that topic. Putin behaves like the only adult in the room, according to a former CIA agent. He said that Obama has gone too far in expelling Russian diplomats over hacking Roe. This is from the Daily Mail out of London. Former agent Philip Giraldi has praised Putin for his stance over the hacking Roe. Said that during the Roe with the U.S., he has behaved like the only adult in the room. Comes after 35 Russian diplomats were expelled from the U.S. and sent home. It came following accusations Russians hacked U.S. political groups, lie during the 2016 presidential election. This goes right back to Stalin and what he taught, but now our governments do it. They're going to repeat the lie over and over and over and over and over again. They burn it into the energy field when the sheeple start believing this crap and they're actually willing to go to war over something Russia didn't even do. This goes right back to the Rothschild banking cartel, whose Putin has expelled from Russia. He doesn't want their wretched system over there anymore. They're the same thing they did to the Tsar's family back in the, was it 1915, 1916, when they killed the entire family. It was all from the Sabbateans, who were the Bolsheviks, who took over Russia, and who, through Stalin and Lenin, killed over 50 million people in Russia that we don't talk about, because these guys, these Bolsheviks, these Khazarians, they were the ones who basically did that massive genocide in Russia, but they were also our allies. Remember, all these guys were Luciferians. I mean, they're all from that snake people group back from Khazaria. It's ridiculous. By the way, Russia is also now proposing clear GMO labeling for the Eurasian Economic Union. This is from Sustainable Press. Russia has officially proposed clear GMO labeling on all food products that contain genetically modified ingredients in the Eurasian Economic Union, this EAEC, starting in 2017. The Russia's Federal Service for Supervision of Consumer Protection and Welfare announced last week that it is inviting all EAEC countries to apply an additional GMO icon on the packaging of food products that contain modified organisms. The commission confirmed that proposed amendments to the technical regulations on the labeling of food products, despite objections from the European Union food manufacturers, who claim that the new GMO icon will cause problems for international trade. Of course it will, because we've got to poison the people the most efficient way we can, and this is one of the ways we change their DNA. And according to the new regulations, the basic size of the GMO icon label must not be less than 5 millimeters, so you can actually see it. The Russian government has stood strong in the face of increasing pressure from U.S. biotech companies Monsanto, and they have also managed to see through the Russian pro-GMO forces, misleading claims, and pseudoscience. Guys, it's interesting to me because you don't want to sound pro-Putin and pro-Russian, but dog, are you kidding me? I mean, last year he said that, you know, the West worships Lucifer, Satan. If they want to do that, that's fine with Putin, but leave Russia out of it. You know, he's trying to bring back the family units, telling Russia to have babies and children, bringing God and churches back into Russia all over the place. I mean, you know, he's kind of like the guy we needed, and hopefully Trump can emulate him, and I'm so happy that he and Trump are friends, and hopefully we'll get past all this. So what do you think, Oz, about all this?
I love GMOs that aspect. I mean, we've all been clamoring for GMO labeling for years now. I mean, I've never understood why it's that difficult of a concept to grasp, except for the fact, like you just said, they want us to be eating GMO food over here. I mean, when you start dealing with over 90% of the population says, yeah, I'd like GMO food to be labeled. I would really like that requirement. I don't think that's too big of a thing to ask for to these companies that are manufacturing all this food that we're putting in our bodies. But the lobbying groups with Monsanto and all these other pro-GMO companies literally spent hundreds of millions of dollars in the last couple of years to prevent any type of GMO labeling from going into effect. That's why all these guys need to be completely stopped, and they put caps and limits on their lobbying and what they can do. Trump's already brought that up numerous times, because we literally have these guys now that get out of, you know, roles in the government and go do lobbying, and they literally do it forever. They continue to do it, and there has to be some type of restrictions and limits that have to be placed, because this has gotten so out of hand now that you have companies that are literally lobbying hundreds of millions of dollars against the public's will, against the public's health, and then sitting there and telling us, no, you guys don't need that. You don't want GMO labeling. You really don't want that. You guys don't know what you want. Just listen to us. We'll tell you what you guys want. It's insane to me. It's completely out of control. That's one thing I like about the fact that Trump has been using Twitter so much, and he's so big on it. It's funny, the incoming White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, had an interview the other day, and he said Donald Trump will continue to keep tweeting, and he's suggesting, he says it freaks the mainstream media out that he can bypass them with a tweet. He said, you know what, the matter of the fact is this, when he tweets, he gets results. He said, I think it freaks the mainstream media out that he has this following of over 45 plus million people that follow him on social media, and that he can have a direct conversation with, essentially. This will be the first time in history that a president actively uses and engages social media. I know King Obama, the gay Kenyan, he still has one, but rarely ever used it. In my opinion, I don't even think he uses it. I think one of his secretary staffs does it. But Trump actually does this regularly by himself on a regular basis, and the mainstream media absolutely hates it. That's why I told you guys 2 weeks ago, they're putting a big block on his tweet now, the fact checker from Google Chrome, because what they want to start doing is they want to start trying to go against anything he says. That way they can say, oh, that's false, that's not accurate, Trump's tweet isn't accurate, you need to click here for the fact checker so we can tell you what the facts are. Remember, Hillary did that on her first debate with Trump. She started pulling that whole fact checker nonsense because they knew this was going to be an issue in the future with the mainstream media not being able to keep control over the population and the mind control not working as efficiently as they needed it to, because when you start having all these different alternative media sites, and in conjunction you have the president-elect of the United States now using social media on a daily basis, you actually get information to the people without them having to listen to the unbelievably liberal, biased propaganda CNN and just about every other mainstream media on there. So I think it's interesting that we're seeing two sides of this, Dad, with Russia over here basically saying, yeah, we want to have GMO labeling, all of it now, after they've already banned pretty much GMO food coming into their country. They're doing this, and on the opposite of the spectrum, we can't even get GMO labeling because the lobbying groups are pushing so hard to prevent people from knowing the truth. And really, when it comes down to it, it's a giant fight for the truth. They want to tell us the lies. We want to hear the truth, and we have to try and find it somewhere in between. That's why at Health Masters and here on the show, we really try to do the best we can to bring you guys the most accurate, truthful news that we can really find. We always vet everything. We always look everything up and make sure that it's accurate. And if we have ever have a mistake, we've always brought it up and said, hey, we're not sure about this. Or if we're not sure, we'll tell you beforehand and say, you know what, this has come out. This has come out. I think this is accurate, but I'm putting the disclaimer on it saying I'm not 100% sure. We'll have to follow in the next couple days. That way you guys can make your own decisions about it. But when the mainstream media comes in as they're doing now and saying, no, you don't know if it's truth. Only we know if it's truth, and only you can believe us, because if you don't hear it from us, it's fake news. That's a whole other level of media tyranny that they're stepping up to now, because they're basically telling you, you're too stupid to figure out the truth. You cannot figure anything out on your own. You need us to figure it out for you, and we'll tell you what's the truth. And the problem is, Dad, that's not the problem. The problem for them, I should say, is the population of the United States is really starting to awaken now and realize we're sick of being lied to. We're sick of being fed GMO food. We're sick of being shot vaccines and told it's good for us. We're sick of drinking fluoride water. And the alternative media now is touching all this stuff like we are on a regular basis. And the people are starting to wake up. And if we continue to do this, we very well could take this country back to a constitution like it's like it was built on. But everybody has to start waking up and doing their part, Deb.
Henry Ford hated international bankers. He hated them. Yep. Hated them. He wrote a bunch of stuff on them. Had a newsletter he actually sent out all the time from Ford. Remember, Ford was such a huge organization and such a huge group of people and huge factory capacities. They would bring raw material in one end of the plant. I'm talking like rubber trees. Bring in rubber trees and steel, and the other side would pop parts out and cars out. Okay, I mean, yeah. Everything was self-contained in this one giant plant he built up in Michigan, and it was like it was a state of the art. I mean, it had a foundry in it. It melted the steel, refined the steel, made the cars, made the tires, made everything. Now, that's what they don't want. And what happened is the international banking community tried to take control of Ford Motor Company, and he wouldn't allow them to do it. And what they did is they told his dealers that they could no longer use their financing except through, because they tried to control Ford stock and Ford. And Ford got so mad that he went to the dealer network and he asked them to try to do their own financing for all of their own cars, and he bypassed the international banks. Now, what's interesting about this is he wrote all kinds of things about the international bankers, and he said, every time something happens, if you dig deep enough, underneath the rock far enough, underneath that final rock that you're digging up, there's going to be an international banker down there doing this. And guys, it's the truth. It's just the truth. These guys, this Rothschild group is that corrupt. By the way, as far as from a military standpoint, there's an interesting article that says, are we being set up for something huge to happen? For the first time since World War II, there are no U.S. aircraft carriers deployed anywhere in the world this week. This news story from Fox News reports that at least for the first week of January 2017, there are no United States aircraft carriers deployed at sea anywhere in the entire world, despite the worldwide threats our nation faces. Also reporting, this will be the first time since World War II that the U.S. hasn't had at least one aircraft carrier deployed somewhere. And the problem with all of this is when they're sitting in a port, they're pretty easy targets. But also, you have to remember, the technology of aircraft carrier is old, old, old. We're talking 1917, 1918, 1919, World War One technology, when they were taking and turning the old ships into doggone flat tops and land the doggone biplanes on them. This is old, old technology. With the space-based weapon systems that we have now, all of that technology is antiquated. So I don't know what we're doing or what we're trying to prove here, but it's really strange to me right now. So guys, hang on to your seats and keep praying, because the next couple of weeks, 3 weeks, is going to be an interesting time. Also, I suggest that you just sit pat on your investment money and your gold and your silver and all that, and just wait to see what's happening. There's all kinds of speculation that gold and silver is going to go through the roof, that the dollar is going to hyperinflate. We don't know what's going to happen, because again, under that rock, under that final rock, is this Rothschild, Sabbatean, Satanic cartel. By the way, speaking of the Rothschild, Satanic cartel, This is from the India Money Mess. The Indian Prime Minister Modi's announcement that 500,000 rupee bills are making up 86% of the American Indian's currency were no longer legal tender has basically done all kinds of messes in Italy. Many businesses and laborers have lost their jobs and small businesses have shut down. Compounding poverty, real estate, tourism, transportation, and gold and gems have been hit the hardest, along with the informal sectors that rely mostly on cash. Prices are forecast to rise since the crash crunch is pinching supplies of all sorts of goods. The country's banks, here we go, the Rothschild boys. Remember, there's a Rothschild-controlled central bank in India. The Indian Rothschild-controlled central banks are seeing banner business. The central bank said old notes worth 13 trillion rupees, $191 billion, have now been deposited because as of December the 10th, with many more expected by Friday's deadline, and that should improve bank liquidity and in turn encourage more lending to boost economic growth. So they're basically lying, taking the cash away from people, saying it's going to increase liquidity. And what it did, it just took the people's stuff away from them, where now they can't even buy the gold any longer. So what an unbelievable mess they've got in India. What an unbelievable mess. By the way, guys, I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. You know, we have the best potassium iodine. It's like a nascent iodine, very good price on it. It's only like, I think, $20 a bottle or whatever it is. It's a great, great, great product. And, you know, we talked about earlier with Fukushima, you know, if you get your multiple vitamins from us, if you get your potassium iodine from us, it makes a huge difference in helping support this radio show because, guys, we're really putting our necks out there on the line doing this report today because this is some stuff that most people don't want to talk about. You won't hear a lot of this stuff on the major alternative media stuff because they don't want to touch these topics. So I'm glad that you guys are here, and I really, really thank you, and I appreciate your prayers, and I want to personally wish you a happy new year. I didn't get a chance to say that yesterday because we were on the air live, and we appreciate you guys, and we just thank you again for supporting healthmasters.com. Hey, Austin, what's your next story, bud?
Well, this was interesting. You guys know we've touched base many times on the opiate epidemic that we've seen here in the country and how Dan and I have told you numerous times, again, that it was completely planned and it was intentionally brought on to the American population. Well, now we've started to see the Charleston Gazette Mail obtain previously confidential drug shipping sales records sent to the DEA from West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morsi's office. And what's interesting about this now is West Virginia has been the hardest hit state by the opiate epidemic. Since 2010, drug companies have pumped 782 million painkiller pills in that state just over the last 6 years. One drug company shipped nearly 9 million hydrocodone pills to a single pharmacy in Mingo County over the course of 2 years. The rural county has the fourth highest prescription opiate death rate of any county in the United States. And Wyoming County, which has the highest overdose rate in the entire nation, shipments of OxyContin almost tripled, receiving 600 times as many oxycodone pills as Rite Aid Pharmacy in the next county. This comes to about 433 pain pills for every man, woman, and child in West Virginia out of the 782 million they shipped in. 433, guys. No wonder drug wholesalers and their lawyers fought against the Gazette Mail from getting their hands on these shipping records. They went so far as to bring court action against the newspaper to start it from publishing the numbers. And guys, this is what I've told you before. This is intentionally to get people hooked on these things. They really, really loosened regulation of them. They were handing them out like literally like Kit Kats or like Tic Tacs. Everybody that wanted them got another refill. And we're seeing now a serious opioid epidemic in this country. And that's why it's so important if you guys have something that, you know, joint here, a backache here, be very careful with taking the stuff on a regular basis. That's why we have the Serenex, and we also have the proprietary joint relief formula. Both of these are very, very good natural pain-relieving supplements, and also the Turmeric Force is a great anti-inflammatory. So just think about it before you start going on a lot of these pills, because they can be very, very dangerous. They can be very, very effective if you really need them, and they can be very life-saving, especially in some people, but they don't need to be abused, and you need to really watch out for that. And just pray for people. If they have an opioid problem, if they have a pill problem, and they're in your family, do the best you can to reach out to them and help them as best as possible. But understand and remember, don't get sucked into the lie they're telling you. I've seen this happen to multiple people. They start getting lied to by their family members. They keep funneling the money over and over and over again to to keep the opiate habit afloat. And guys, you're not doing anybody a favor keeping them on pills, subsidizing their basically their addiction. The best thing to do is try and get them help somewhere naturally, and including things like B complex and omega 3 fatty acids are very good when you're trying to come off certain pills like that. So just keep that in mind, guys. Understand there's natural options out there, and do the best you can to provide those for some people if you know somebody in that need that's having an issue with it.
Well, that's exactly right. The opiates are a nightmare in this country, and they're getting worse and worse and worse. And it's because a lot of people are so depressed because they can't get a job, Austin, that they're starting on drugs because they just can't deal with the fact their self-esteem has been so shattered. I want to talk about a PSA test real quick because we're almost out of time. Here's what's crazy about this. Most people don't realize that the PSA test has flunked pretty much every single study that's come along. It's so bad that even major mainstream health organizations like the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force won't recommend the PSA test for men's prostates. Yet a new survey finds some doctors are still pushing this test on unsuspecting patients. The Medscape survey found that half the docs, 54%, believe the benefits of PSA tests always or often outweigh the risks. Throw the number to those who say benefits sometimes outweigh the risk, and the total number jumps to 90%. These aren't just opinions, they're leading actions too, with 60% saying they always or often push the test on their patients. Another 29% sometimes use it. Only 4% of doctors have ditched it completely, despite the fact that even the guy who discovered PSA calls the test a profit-driven public health disaster. Instead, it's hardly more effective than a coin toss. One reason the test is such a failure is that it can't distinguish between common harmless tumors that are and rare deadly ones. Most of them are in that first category. They're rare harmless tumors. They don't do anything, but the urologists don't want to admit that to their patients. They'll pretend that your life is going to be gone. So as a result, they'll lead to having to give you painful treatments, which can be treatments of, you know, radiation pellets, surgery, chemotherapy. And most guys who have this done lose the ability to have sex, period. They can't have sex anymore. Then they come back and actually thank their doctors because they've been conned into believing the treatment saved their lives when they did nothing in most cases. Now they're basically impotent. And they'd be basically alive, basically, with these problems. Guys, there's all kinds of things you need to realize, that these prostate cancer very rarely ever kills anybody. It's the only one is the only such slow-growing cancer that invariably you die from some other disease. But again, do what you think you need to do. Follow the advice of your physician. I'm not trying to give you that type of advice, but I know our prostate support formula is absolutely excellent. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. Hope you enjoyed the show today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, guys, we appreciate everything. If you need anything, as always, give us a call at HealthMasters, 1-800-726-1834. Also, check out our Regeneration is still on sale this week as product of the week. Vote on any products that are up that you want to see go on sale. It'll change over on Wednesday. You guys have a blessed new year. It's a great week. We have a lot of cool stuff for you guys this week. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.